With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A man receives a suspended sentence after he is found guilty of overstaying and causing others to overstay. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more from court.
Nicholas Ricardo Miller received a 9-month suspended sentence following convictions of overstaying, 2 counts of causing a person to overstay and engaging in gainful occupation without a work permit. The charges stem from 2023. From the charge of engaging in gainful occupation without a work permit, Miller had previously pleaded guilty with an explanation. The courts heard that Mr. Miller, who was 40% shareholders in a local company, was thrusted into a position of management for various reasons, including that his then-managing partner left the country, leaving Mr. Miller no choice to take over the everyday running of the business despite being employed as a carpenter mason. Mr. Miller and his attorney accepted that given the circumstances, while his actions were illegal by the letter of the law, his actions were not done to purposely be flagrant of local laws, but as a means to protect his investment in the local company and to continue earning an income. Mr. Miller was found guilty of causing 2 persons to overstay, but the courts found that there was no ill intent or attempt to deliberately mislead CBC officers, but did find that Mr. Miller did engage in hiring persons on behalf of the company. As a result, Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez said, while it was clear Mr. Miller had some wrongdoing, in parts which he admits, he would not be best served with a custodial sentence, especially given that he is not considered by the courts of previous bad character. His 9-month sentence is suspended for 2 years. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And if you're unfamiliar with the term, overstaying in Cayman refers to someone who's on the island longer than legally allowed by immigration. Government Minister and West Bay MP Catherine Ebanks Wilkes holds a saltwater conversation in West Bay last night to gather feedback about a moratorium on water sport licenses and other issues affecting the industry.
I figure the best way to start is to understand the concerns of the water sports operators so that the task force can actually be fit for purpose and can actually identify and address all of the nuances that the water sports operators seem to be having.
Mrs. Ebanks-Wilkes says a cabinet paper has been drafted to establish a task force, and the meeting will assist in developing terms of reference. Premier the Honorable Julianne O'Connor Conley, along with Director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands Danielle Coleman and Director General of the National Weather Service John Tibbetts, have been attending the National Hurricane Conference being held in Orlando, Florida this week. The conference is a major annual event for education and professional development in hurricane and disaster preparedness. The team is also joined by Cabinet Secretary Samuel Rose, who is now the Chief Officer for both Hazard Management Cayman Islands and the Cayman Islands National Weather Service. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.